Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive audio description service at this production of Hell's Kitchen at the Schubert Theater. Hell's Kitchen is an original musical with music and lyrics by Grammy Award winner Alicia Keys and directed by Michael Greif. Christopher Diaz wrote the book, and the show was choreographed by Camille A. Brown. Hell's Kitchen runs 2 hours and 30 minutes with one intermission. Theater description. The Schubert Theater is located on West 44th Street and seats 1,500 patrons. The box office is located on the right side of the outer lobby. Bathrooms can be found on each level, orchestra, mezzanine, and balcony, while concessions are available on the orchestra level. Synopsis. Loosely based on Alicia Keys' life, Hell's Kitchen is a New York coming-of-age story about a 17-year-old girl growing up in Manhattan Plaza in the 1990s. It is about how a girl both separates from and embraces her family, how she enters the world with fear and faith and courage, how she discovers art, herself, and herself in art. Set description. As the audience is taking their seats, there is no curtain. Right now, prominently displayed on stage are the letters H and K in orange-red neon. They are about 2 stories tall, hanging a few feet off the stage and reaching almost to the ceiling. The show's primarily black, industrial-looking set is just visible behind the letters. A 3-dimensional grid of multiple horizontal and vertical beams stacked across 3 walls and rising from floor to ceiling create the illusion of a tall, residential urban skyscraper. The beams form rectangular platforms nestled into open-air boxes of varying sizes and placed at varying heights, upon which musicians can be seen with their instruments. There are 2 boxes of musicians on each side of the stage, one set on top of the other. On our right, the upper or second-story cube houses a keyboard player. Directly below it is a compartment of percussion instruments replete with bongos, congas, cymbals, and even plastic buckets. The lower left box contains a full drum kit. Right above this rests the box holding a guitar and bass. On either side of the stage, a black diagonal staircase leads from the floor inside the lower box to the one on the second level. Attached to the front of some of the horizontal beams are wide rectangles of stainless steel mesh designed to represent the balconies that are features of many of Manhattan Plaza's apartments. The boxes and balconies continue along the back wall of the stage. At times during the show, the lighting inside shifts to hot fire engine red, and the wall of gridded beams in front of them sometimes parts in the middle, gliding left and right to rest behind similar structures on both sides of the stage. Projections of words, names, photos, images of skyscrapers, storefronts, and colorful graffiti frequently fill the back wall, including, occasionally, the phrase Manhattan Plaza. Much of the musical's action takes place in the large area in the center of the stage in front of the set's iron-like structure, although the performers do at times sing, dance, or watch scenes from the platforms on the upper levels of the building. When Ali steps onto the building elevator, horizontal lines of white light spool across the wall behind her, along with either ascending or descending numbers. While the center area often represents outdoor space, furniture is rolled on stage to create interior scenes. A small wooden table with 2 straight-backed chairs in front of a freestanding counter rolled onto the left side of the stage forms Ali and Jersey's kitchen and dining area. A heavy wood-framed couch with oversized throw pillows on our right becomes their living room. At other times, a standing desk with a large phone and potted orchid is rolled on for scenes with the building's doorman. There is also a 2-story bright yellow scaffold on wheels that can be easily pushed on stage by cast member for scenes that take place on its various levels. For some street scenes, there is a payphone on the right side of the stage. There is a room in the Manhattan Plaza called the Ellington Room. It is a practice room with a grand piano. When we are in this space, the words Ellington Room will be projected on the back wall. Character descriptions. The story revolves around Ali. She is a slim young black woman with tightly curled, shoulder-length, thick black hair that is sometimes pulled back into a loose ponytail. She wears impossibly large garments on her very slight frame, accented with multiple gold chains and hoop earrings. Ali is wide-eyed, earnest, and curious, taking in everything and everyone around her as she saunters gracefully from scene to scene. She has two best friends, Jessica and Tiny, and the three go almost everywhere together as teenage girls do. Allie functions as a narrator for much of the show, frequently talking to the audience or breaking the scene she is in to turn to us and explain things. Allie's mother, Jersey, is a white woman in her late 30s with short chestnut brown wavy hair. She is frequently dressed for work in dark pantsuits, striped blouses, and sensible pumps. When not on her way to work, she wears blue jeans or t-shirts under cardigans and low-heeled boots. She is a woman who demands respect and is accustomed to getting her way. Jersey's good friends, Crystal and Millie, live in the neighborhood and have known her since they were all teenagers. Nuck is a young man with rich brown skin and a goatee, thin braids pulled up off his face, usually held back in a thick ponytail. He plays Allie's love interest, the bucket drummer. Tight tank tops accentuate his muscular arms, worn over baggy pants, plaid boxers, and Timberland boots. A large cross hangs from his neck, and a beeper is clipped to the waistband of his pants. Nuck's two close friends and fellow drummers, Rick and Q, play the buckets with him on the sidewalk outside of Manhattan Plaza. Miss Liza Jane is a pianist who lives in Manhattan Plaza and practices in the building's performance space called the Ellington Room. She is a Black woman who appears to be in her 60s. She wears multi-hued African print tunics over jeans. She wears her dark braided hair pulled into either a thick bun or hanging down her back, accessorized with wide head wraps that frame her face. Allie's father, Davis, is a tall, slim Black man with a clean-shaven head, a goatee, and a mustache. He sports solid-colored, slim-legged pants under short-sleeve patterned shirts or sweaters, and moves with the easy swagger of a man who is used to being admired. Ray is the doorman at Manhattan Plaza, as well as part of the ensemble. He is a tall Black man with a medium build, his hair cut close to his scalp. He is always dressed in a doorman's uniform. It is a navy three-piece suit with a red tie and a cap with a short brim. There is gold braid on the lapels of his jacket, as well as down the sides of his trousers. There is an ensemble of 15 performers who make up the ensemble in a combination of featured roles, singers, and dancers. All the cast members wear colorful, casual, baggy clothes that were popular in the 90s, with lots of labels prominently displayed: FUBU, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, etc. Jeans and cargo pants are laden with pockets, often dipping below hip level to reveal patterned boxers peeking out above their belts. Tops that alternate between tanks and stomach-revealing midriffs, or shirts that are three sizes too big. Form-fitting t-shirts under oversized short-sleeve shirts worn open. Sneakers, Timberlands, ankle-high boots, and lots of chains, pendants, dangling earrings, and wristwatches. Once again, Hell's Kitchen is 2 hours and 30 minutes long with one intermission. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the show. If you are using a device and have any difficulty with it, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Hell's Kitchen.